This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lines here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Conan,
and Ian will be here at some point. He's actually at a city council hearing right now where the local city council is talking about whether or not to consider a future ordinance at some future point that would, if adopted, increase the minimum age for smoking tobacco products.
Yeah, they're actually
from 18 to 21.
They're actually dealing with one of our local busybodies. The problem is that I fear a lot of the our council members are in that same department, busybodies themselves.
Of course,
this is something that they'll want to jump all over. Never mind the fact that at 18, you could go register to vote.
Right, but at 18, you can't buy alcohol.
Never mind the fact that you can strap a rifle on your back and go travel overseas and kill people.
Yep,
spreading democracy. Yeah, it's very difficult.
You're also a child for the purposes of health insurance, so therefore we know better than you, Conan.
It's very difficult for an 18-year-old to do pretty much anything these days. I know back in my day, that was, when I was starting out, that was 20 years ago, trying to rent an apartment or, get a car, get any kind of anything that involved debt. There's like, no, we're not going to deal with you at all. We need a co-signer. And so, here we are considering raising the age on these people, making it even harder.
Right.
For
these
kids.
People that a lot of them, college students that are going into, mentioning debt, they're going into tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
Yep, they can
but
go
yet,
to debt. They can't smoke.
Can't go pick up. And a lot of these late teens, the 18, 19-year-olds, they're not even getting the cigarettes. They're getting
the
vapes.
And that is the worst part about this. It is not just tobacco products. It is the vape. And a lot of people are using this as an alternative.
Correct.
To not kill themselves with nicotine tobacco that gets in your lungs and stays there. Now, the question is the vaping safe? And I know that there's, some of these.
Some people say it is. Some people say it's
not.
Well,
some of these chemicals, I think, like a lot of the candy flavors, it has been I pretty much proven that there are carcinogens in them that don't agree with your body, and you probably shouldn't be inhaling
right.
them.
And
it's basically just water.
And speaking of the flavors, and we will go to the phones here in just a second. Speaking of the flavors, I know the FDA has been talking about maybe putting in some kind of federal prohibition against the flavored juices that go in, whether you make it yourself at home or not. They don't want you to have the flavors because, flavors encourage underage people to use.
Yeah, and they're also trying
something.
They're also trying to outlaw kratom, which is a great way for opiate users to get off of whatever substance they're abusing. And yet the FDA is trying to make that a Schedule I.
I know that they discussed that, and then they moved against actually doing that, but people are still saying they're trying to.
Oh, they want
because
it.
They talked about it one time and then didn't make a decision.
This is a reoccurring conversation they're having. They're trying to make it happen.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Temper calling in from Georgia, listening to LRN.FM. Temper,
hey,
you're on the phone. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello?
Great.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts, Temper.
Can you hear us?
Temper in Georgia going once?
Can you hear us?
Temper in Georgia going twice.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, we have been hearing you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I've been living in Missouri, and I got sued by Bank of America for credit card debt. and I countersued them because they prevented me from registering my car. And long story short, the judge is basically claiming that I don't have any pro se rights, and he's talking about conservatorship, basically to deny my ability to represent myself in a civil matter.
All right. So how is a credit card company preventing you from registering your car? That's what I don't understand here.
Well, I had the same bank for both my auto loan and my credit card. So they sued me on the credit card and have saved me the $300 or $400 to file. So I turned around and I countersued because when I went to register my car, Missouri's kind of backwards at a lot of things. They require you to have your title to register your car, but the bank requires you to surrender your title as collateral for the loan.
Yeah, but don't they usually give you a backup? I mean, giving you proof that you are in fact paying off the car? I had one when I was paying off my truck many, 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 many years ago.
No, actually, they don't give you anything. They don't give you like a substitute title.
Okay, so when you go, all right. So if you're in Missouri and you go to register your vehicle, what do you take as proof that you're trying to pay the truck off?
Nothing. You don't have the title. You don't even have proof that you own the vehicle.
Well, technically, if you have a loan on something, you don't own the vehicle. The bank owns the vehicle.
Right.
I see what you mean in a practical sense, but strictly speaking, legally, you own the vehicle because the bank doesn't want liability for the vehicle. So, like, if the bank actually owned the vehicle and you didn't have insurance and you crashed it into something, then the bank would be liable, especially, like, if you were drunk, you know?
Well, that's why banks require you to have insurance so that they're not liable.
Yeah, not just insurance, but full insurance. Depending on how much you owe.
And it makes sense on a practical sense, but legally it is my car.
All right. Anyway, you had a bank loan and a credit card through the same bank. You sued the bank because they said that you defaulted on one of the two, and then you tried to register a vehicle, and you didn't have whatever paperwork the DMV wanted, and then the judge said that you can't represent yourself? I'm trying to figure out how all of these things are mixing in together.
Yeah, I'm trying to fit, like, 5 hours of talking in 15 seconds. But basically the way it works is they hold the title, and they're supposed to surrender it so that you can move. Well, they didn't do that, and they wouldn't do that. So there's kind of like a backup way to register your car in Missouri. So you go down there without a title or anything, and you have to show your registration from the other state, proof of insurance, and all that stuff.
Right.
So I did that, and then I called the bank and said, well, I've registered it in Missouri, so now you have to send them the title. Well, they just flat out refused. They said I had to mail them something, a letter stating that. So I said, well, you know, where do I mail it to? And they said, well, you should know that. So we were going back and forth, and I basically decided, well, since they're not cooperating with me, I called my insurance company and just tried to transfer my insurance to Missouri. Well, they wouldn't let me online because the title was still in Georgia. So what I did was I went to an agent, and he did it all, and then I got insurance through Missouri, which, you know, because of what you were saying, they require insurance. The law requires the insurance company to notify the lien holder, like if you cancel your insurance.
Right.
And then you get a nasty letter in the mail saying that if you don't get insurance immediately, they're going to charge you like $800 a month for insurance that doesn't even cover you. just covers
right.
the vehicle.
Right, so Temper, good luck with whatever this legal problem is that you're having. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. Not sure if he was looking for legal advice, but we're not lawyers.
We're not lawyers.
We can't give it. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The guest in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And want to let you know before we get back to the phones that Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin BTC. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash BCH to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things that you were going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveAtPurse.com. I've actually got an order right now that I'm tracking. It just wound up getting shipped, and hopefully will wind up arriving fairly quickly. It's actually shipping from China, and I know sometimes those things are fast and sometimes not so much, but once the item arrives, I'm saving 20%. So what you do is you add items to your cart, you fund your account, you select the discount, and then you save. SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse. SaveAtPurse, all one word, SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go back to the phones where we've got who I believe to be Dave Ridley calling in from somewhere in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, have you guys been paying attention to what happened recently? Candidate, Carla Garrett.
Dave, whatever phone you are calling in on has a very bad connection. You're kind of breaking up. I think you mentioned Carla Garrett.
Oh, well, I guess I better make it quick then. Apparently, she has won fusion status. She has won the nomination for both the Libertarian and the Republican parties.
Yeah, so I actually did follow that, and I'm not sure if there's more that you want to add to this, but I can explain it fairly quickly. New Hampshire has this limited version of fusion that I like to refer to as forced fusion, meaning that a political party has no ability to reject a candidate that gets fused during a primary.
Explain fused.
Right. So fusion is when a political candidate gets the nomination of more than one political party. So in this case, Carla Garrick, former president of the Free State Project, is running for state senate. She filed as a Republican, and she wound up finding enough people to get Libertarian ballots and then write her name in as a Libertarian for state senate. And there was actually an interesting thing to where one of the wards in Manchester wound up on election night saying that there were a certain number of write-in votes, but then when they turned in the totals to the Secretary of State,
no indication,
they showed that there was one write-in vote for Carla Garrick.
Yep.
And she knew that there were more write-in votes in that ward, so she requested a recount. There was a recount, and then somehow they magically found 28 write-in votes in this particular ward.
Wow.
And that wound up being enough. Once added with the other wards, that was enough to get her the minimum number of votes required to wind up being the Libertarian nominee plus the Republican nominee. So she will now be on the ballot twice.
Both parts of the ballot, both indications, she'll be those votes will be tallied.
Correct.
She'll get all the
right,
Republicans.
Right, and that's the way it works in other states with fusion. So in New York, which is another state with fusion, although theirs is slightly different, the Democratic guy, Cuomo, I think he's got three or four ballot lines. They will add all of those up on election
night.
How
does he get three or four?
Because New York has some really weird, goofy laws that basically in most states with fusion, the Republicans and Democrats create a bunch of extra parties so that they get a bunch of extra ballot lines. Dave, any more thoughts?
Well, it's interesting how, again, there's this pattern that seems to be emerging of just, you know, the establishment bureaucracy just figuring out all kinds of ways to pretend that the Libertarian Party doesn't exist. It's becoming pretty unusually blatant now with the Libertarian Party being so active.
Right, and we're seeing this not only in New Hampshire, and Dave, thank you for the call, but also in Iowa, where the Libertarian for governor out there is polling at 7%, and the major media is coming up with all of these rules, setting thresholds just above whatever he's at for debate inclusion. WMUR, which is the TV station in New Hampshire, released their criteria today, saying that candidates have to reach 12% in polls, where, by the way, Libertarians aren't actually being included in any of the recent polling that has been done, and they're also setting fundraising minimums.
And speaking of local media, Ian Freeman, running for state senate here in New Hampshire, was just informed yesterday that he had not received the local paper's candidates questionnaire.
No, he got the questionnaire.
Finally?
No, he got that a couple months ago. No, it was an invite to meet with the editorial board.
Interesting. But the other candidates, the Democrat and the Republican, did receive invites.
Yes. And the Libertarian candidate for governor got the invite to meet with the editorial board. So it's one of those things.
You think the guy just forgot, or he just thinks, is it just
It could just be something where it got lost in the map. This is one of those things to where, what's the rule about never attribute to malice what could be attributed to oversight?
I wouldn't doubt malice for a second.
I would not be surprised either way, but considering that other Libertarian candidates did get the invite to the editorial board, it leads me towards possibly it got lost in the mail, possible oversight, something.
Well, I mean, right after the general election, the primary,
right.
Reading some of the articles here in this state regarding who won the governor's positions,
right.
Hardly any mention of the Libertarian Gillette Jarvis. But whole paragraphs full of what Sununu has done and what the Democrat, the opposing Democrat has done.
The local newspaper in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, they actually have done some good reporting on the Libertarians. The two largest papers in the state, not so much. The broadcast television station in the state, not so much. So,
do you think it has anything to do with there are so many Libertarians here in Keene, and they know that the local paper knew that they would be called on it if they didn't report on this? Or it's possible. Or do you think the fact that FreeKeene.com is right here in Keene, and I know the police department gets a lot of information from that website.
I think it's very possible that the local media here where we are, they knew that if they don't cover this, somebody else will.
Yep.
Whereas the outlets in Manchester and Concord,
Not so much. Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. And coming up, apparently some bus drivers aren't happy that robots are taking their job. Fight for 15, am I right? Fight for 15. Is this what Fight for 15 looks like, where robots take your job and then you go get mad because a robot took your job because you priced yourself out of the market because
their fault.
You've got the Transportation Workers Union behind you? 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
USA Radio News.
Canada is running out of time to join a revamped North American Free Trade Agreement with the United States and Mexico. Today in a news conference, President Trump addressed some of the unfair trade practices he believes are happening between the United States and Mexico.
Canada has treated us very badly. They've treated our farmers in Wisconsin and New York State and a lot of other states very badly. Dairy products, 300%. 300%. How do you sell a dairy product at 300%? The answer is you don't.
The U.S. government estimates 80,000 Americans died of the flu and complications last winter. That's the highest death total in four decades. Uber will pay $148 million in tightened data security after the ride-hailing company failed for a year to notify drivers and customers that hackers had stolen their personal information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us. We also have three, not one, not two, but three Discord call-in lines. Conan, you use the Discord occasionally, right?
I'm on it right now. Not a whole lot.
Shouldn't
not
be all... on it during the show, but what is the Discord?
It is a online platform developed to bring the community together. It's a chat. It is a I use it for gaming. It's a perfect platform for gamers who want to get involved with their game mates to have a chat. But we're using it actually as a radio call-in option.
Right. And
because that, I think that was even a, I don't know how that was developed during the good old days of, early days of Discord.
Yeah. I know that there's an organization that I'm involved with that they use Discord for conference calls.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be Skype, and Skype is a thing of the past. Discord has moved in, and it's just so much more, there are so many more options. Versatile is the word. Because the chatting, the text chatting remains available. You can set up,
multiple chat rooms. Which we do have, and you can find all of that discord.lrn.fm.
Get on there.
Discord.lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones, and then we will get into the bus driver story where they're not happy that robots are taking their jobs.
Took my job.
Let's go to Joshua calling in from Oklahoma. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, hello. So I'm trying to catch up on podcasts right now, so I'm kind of behind. And this was probably talked about like two or three weeks ago.
That's fine. Just go ahead with your thought.
But, is it all right if I've got, two or three questions, if I can?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask the most important first.
Okay, so the first one, you guys were talking about how, governments will arbitrarily set speed limits on a given road or whatever, right? Well, at least for my state, I know that as an engineer, we actually will design a road for a certain speed, and then they set it a little bit lower just for a factor of safety. So, we design a road for the 85th percentile of kind of what we expect.
Yep, that's what I've always been told, and I think that when we had this discussion, and discussion could have been had on a night that I wasn't on, or maybe we didn't hit this minutia, but I had always been told that the speed limit should be the 85th percentile, but the vast majority of times the local government or state government, whichever government it is that sets the speed limit, will set it at about the 50th percentile.
I will say that, the ones that I've sat in on, whenever we actually do a design and we set a speed limit, that it is at the 85th percentile, most of the time. But I will say that local governments, I have also sat in on meetings where a local government felt the need, let's say, to lower it.
Right, so, because they otherwise won't get as much revenue if they set the speed limit at the 85th percentile.
Yeah, do you think that's really what it's all about? I haven't ever heard them admit that.
Of course they're not going to admit that it's about the money. They say it's about safety.
Right, right.
Usually I will say, because we do traffic studies, and so when we go and we look at a particular intersection that it's had X amount of traffic accidents, and then they'll go in and either they'll talk about putting in an extra light or an extra signalized intersection or whatever it might be, but sometimes they will, and I have seen some of the statistics. There's one in Oklahoma. Sagan?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, or they'll post an advisory speed.
Now they just redid a lot of roads here in New Hampshire. We are notorious for having bad roads in the spring because the winter just chews them up.
Right.
There are some roads that are labeled at 30. They've just repaved them, and I swear just the other day I was doing 70 on a road that was labeled at 30. And I looked down at my speedometer, didn't realize how fast I was going, and because it was just that smooth. I mean, I was easily going that, and I could have gone faster. What's up with that?
Sometimes it's not so much the smoothness, but, you've got sight radius and everything like that. So if you crest a curve, if there's an intersection on the other side of that curve or that hill or whatever, can you see the intersection soon enough to be able to stop? So you have horizontal curves and vertical curves that you have to worry about.
Right, and I'm not arguing that there are intersections and hidden driveways and all that, but the road itself was developed enough that I could speed up very, very rapidly and for a good long time. So,
and be able to see everything properly in that case.
Well, I do a lot of driving, so I consider myself a pretty decent driver.
I would say that, generally speaking, in those cases, if there isn't any kind of sight alignment issue, then it might just be probably a local government thing. They decide that they want to have I would say in that particular case, you have a local government that wants to have theirs arbitrarily set low.
Right.
In some instances, if it's near a bus stop, then yeah, they'll do that. But if it isn't that, then yeah, it's arbitrary.
Yeah. Josh, any further thoughts?
On a different subject, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
A podcast a while ago, I know someone on the show was talking about saying that there was no need for a standing army, and they were using the incident of 9/11, how everybody was signing up and trying to join up as kind of basis that when the need arises, people will kind of answer the call.
I don't recall that conversation, but that doesn't mean that it didn't happen on the show.
Didn't the same thing happen at the advent of World War I, where just everyone and their sister's brother wanted to go and fight?
Well, I believe that World War I, most everybody was drafted, I think. But
I
think World War II, everybody, was happy to join up pretty much. But my argument was going to be that, at least in today's kind of warfare, that if the Russians were to be invading, that you don't want everybody to be, and I'm just using the Russians as, you know.
Yeah, you don't really think they're going to invade us, do you?
No, not at all.
Or North Korea.
No, they're
or Iran.
They're all smart enough. But if they were, like, okay, let's say that we disbanded our standing army, then at that point in time, they might be brave enough. And not even the army necessarily, but what I was going to say was that, like, it's kind of one of those things. You don't want your heart surgeon to be training to be your heart surgeon the moment you need them. You want them to already be trained. So having a standing army is, you know, the idea is having them trained to be ready to defend our country. So, I mean, you know, putting everything aside about them invading other countries and everything like that.
Here is my defense to
Conan,
that argument.
You were in the military.
I was in the military. If we are actually defending this soil, this country, why are we on the other side of the globe helping prop up dictators to keep their people in line? Why are we defending resources that don't belong to us? When in fact we should be here in this country, defending this soil. I mean, there's what, almost close to 900 bases all around the world, and trillions of dollars spent. Almost, you know, well, $700 billion a year now. The budget for this, for our stupid military, $700 billion.
And that's just the military budget. That's not counting other things like the VA that winds up treating the people in the military.
And we don't even know where most of that money's going because there's no accountability. So, I mean, we're not defending.
Well, go ahead. I mean, so I agree with your premise on that, but I don't think that negates the argument for having a standing army. I'm not saying that our current mode of being with our military is the proper way to be. I'm just saying that the argument that we don't have a need for a standing army.
There's a famous quote out there, which is not, from what I understand, the general didn't actually say it, but it was concerning the Japanese invading this country, and he said, "Behind every blade of grass, there's a rifle. The Japanese will never invade this country because it's pointless. They will be massacred because there's so many guns in this country." I have no fear.
I agree with that.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And in less than 6 weeks, I will be in New York City for the New York City Marathon. I'll be running it as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. And they just, earlier today actually, or it might have been yesterday, sent out an email talking about how 2018 has gone so far for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. These are innocent people who had combined served over 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the efforts of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. Next Tuesday, October 2nd, is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system. Now, I've already raised $4,500 for the Innocence Project for the New York City Marathon. I would like to raise $5,000. So on October 2nd, go to run, or between now and October 2nd, go to run.freetalklive.com. Make a donation to the Innocence Project. Help me raise $5,000 for the Innocence Project. Run.freetalklive.com. So, Conan, we've been teasing this story about some bus drivers that aren't happy that some robots might be driving some buses, and they've got a union boss that he ain't happy either.
Well, that's usually the case with union bosses, but you know, you can't make these guys happy. They're stuck in the past.
Right.
They dig their own holes in the ways of the cost.
Right.
They dig their own graves, and then whenever a robot comes in to take their jobs, they get all crazy about it, and it's like
fight for 15. That's why you've got the ordering kiosk at McDonald's.
We took
now
our jobs, but this comes from NBC4i.com. The international president of the Transportation Workers Union of America, TWUA, threatened to strike if state leaders try to enforce automated driverless buses onto the streets of Columbus, Ohio. quote, our folks are not coming off these buses. And by the way, this guy's accent is terrific.
Because there is a video that you watch the video.
I wanted to play the video because, I mean, every one of these guys, man, every one of these is a damn good fellow. He sounds like a mafia boss.
If you've ever listened to one union boss speak, you've heard every union boss speak.
And I had a question about that. Is that just a union boss stereotype that draws that type of person? Or whenever people are hiring their union leaders, they're looking for that stereotype because they think they'll get things done because, hey, it's the mafia, man. They're going to get things done. You're going to be sleeping with the fishes if you play around with his boss.
It's one or the other.
Well, quote, our folks are not coming off of these buses for the sake of the workers and the working families that ride these buses, and for the sake of our own members, we will take strike action in Columbus, Ohio, before we come off these buses.
Quote, all right.
Said International President John Samuelson.
All right. Hold on. Let me... There's a lot of stuff to break apart here from what he says. He says, we're not coming off of these buses. Meaning, you know, like, we're not stepping aside for robots to take our jobs. So instead of doing our job to prove that we're better than a robot, we're not going to do our job, and we're going to strike, and nobody gets to take the bus.
Only encouraging
the need for robots to drive the buses, because the humans are saying we're not driving buses until the robots get fired.
Not to mention, it's not the buses that they're driving that are going to be the robot buses. They're elsewhere. There are these little tiny little things, and if I found the right article, they're little six-passenger buses. They're only experimental at this moment in time. And guess what? They're going to include a fleet passenger, they call them, which is a guy who sits behind the steering wheel, so just in case something bad happens, he could take over.
Right.
So it still needs a damn driver, and so it's less passengers. And it still has a driver, so I don't know what these guys are complaining about.
Because the fleet guy probably isn't one of the Transportation Worker Union of America.
Yeah, exactly. Probably not a part of the union.
Local 470, hand over your money.
And probably only makes a quarter of what these knuckleheads make. He probably makes minimum wage. Whereas this guy, well, I don't know. This guy who's talking, Samuelson, is probably not a driver.
Right.
He probably hasn't been a driver since 10 years ago when he was in the New York.
Probably.
He probably makes really good money, which is usually the case with these union leaders.
So we'll continue with this in just a moment to the phones. First, we've got Jerry calling in from Oregon. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, I'm talking about the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
Go ahead.
And
you agree with him?
I think, so what do you guys think? These people that are coming out, well, I guess there's three girls now, from 35 years ago that say he did this thing at a party.
Tell me about the third one, because I only know about the first two. And the second one is just there is no corroboration. No one agrees with this woman, so I'm throwing the second one out. Well, tell me about the third one.
So the third one has come out and said that, I guess groping or whatever, something like that. But what I think is that these women went to a party, kind of think it looks a guy similar to him, but wasn't actually him. And what my point is that, you know, you go to a party, it's like 35 years ago. How do you actually remember what actually happened?
Yeah, especially when there was alcohol, especially when there was alcohol and drugs involved.
Yes, exactly. That's my point, too. It's like, I'm only 30 years old, and I don't remember some of the parties that I went to. Like, sometimes I run into people, they say, hey, what's up?
Yep.
I met you at this party or whatever, and I don't even remember who they are.
And not to mention this whole attitude that we're suffering, we really are suffering from this Me Too movement. I mean, it's one thing to actually call out real sexual assault, but jumping each other's bones... consensual bone jumping back in the day when it wasn't a big deal. That's what we kids were all about. And so now 40 years later, these people are coming out with a whole different perspective on what they experienced when it was, because I dealt with women who were trying to jump my bones. And
yeah,
I mean, and I was all for it. I was good to go. And so, but now it's been turned on its head, and it's just what it is. It's like we live in
so,
extreme.
So hold on, I'm curious here. Are either of you saying that because, you know, Conan, in your experience, you had some women make advances towards you, so therefore no man has ever groped a woman at a frat party?
That's not what is even being suggested. This last one is what? He was goggling her?
Jerry?
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't hear the whole situation because I just got wind of just a third one had come out.
Yep.
But you don't have details about what the allegation was?
No, I don't.
Thank you for the call.
I don't even know what to think about this. I think this is a stalling tactic on the side of the Democrats. They're trying to push this out as long as possible. And considering Kavanaugh, who is not a good guy, especially when it comes to the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
I believe that this is a tactic on the side of the right to hide this fact. Because they're not talking about what he actually stands for. They're talking about this bull crap.
Hasn't that been sort of the thing with every Supreme Court nominee throughout forever, to where they talk about what was this person's past? I remember there was some kind of allegation. Who was the guy that got nominated? Was it Thomas that got nominated when we were in, like, junior high?
Dude, I was not.
And there were some kinds of allegations against him.
Daryl, I was trying to get my bones jumped in junior high. This is nothing I was concerned with. But no, I mean, no one is talking about the fact that he was an instrumental part of the Patriot Act.
Right.
Or this metadata collection that he's all for. He's like, no, that's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Go ahead, collect all the data you want on these people.
Yeah.
These sheep. But no, all we're talking about is these allegations that are not sexual assault. It's just stupidity.
Well, groping, it is. If there was groping,
yeah,
that was unwanted.
Non-consensual groping.
Now, one thing that I will say, and like I've said, you know, plenty of other times, I've not read, you know, like everything written about any of these, but there was one of the reports where the lady said something, and then after like a week of dealing with some kind of detective or something, she was suddenly able to piece everything together.
Yep.
That does sound like a reconstructed memory to me.
This seems happening.
But I don't know. 855 450 free, hour two coming up next. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. More on these driverless buses where the actual bus drivers, they're not going to work unless the driverless buses go away.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.